You may be seated. It's always very difficult to preach after chanting that Passion Gospel as we embark upon Holy Week, the holiest week of the year, of the liturgical year. And on this Palm Sunday that begins Holy Week, we should remember really what this is about. And it begins, Holy Week begins in triumph. For anybody that is a sports fanatic, you know that there are customs and rituals that develop in terms of celebrating victories. I know that in the NFL, for instance, it's become sort of a custom for the players to douse the winning coach with Gatorade. I think it's a horrible tradition or custom. But you see players pouring out on the field and hugging, I mean, receiving a trophy. They're kissing trophies. There's lots of ritual. Zach, I understand, won a game yesterday in his state championship series or in the state series. And I'm sure that those players had they've developed a certain tradition, a certain custom. But in the ancient Near East, there was a custom for victory. There was a celebration, if you will, of a conquering king taking charge of his newly conquered territory. Now, when we think of kings, ancient kings and royalty, we think of them upon a charger, upon a war horse. And in fact, that was the image of a king who was going off into battle, going off to a victorious battle. But the victory parade was rather upon a donkey. A king upon a donkey represented a king who was coming not to defeat, but recognizing that he was coming to a defeated people, but doing so in peace. And as a part of that victory parade, the subjects of that kingdom, that new part of the kingdom, would honor their new king with branches that represented their own vocational means. In the case of Jesus' triumphal entry, it was olive branches and as well as palm branches. But the palms were producers of dates. The olives, of course, was one of the principal means by which they had light and source of food, laying these branches before them, and their clothes was representative of them subjugating themselves under the authority of this new king. Make no mistake about it, Jesus had chosen to ride upon a donkey. One, to fulfill the prophecy of Zechariah 9, verse 9, but also so that all who saw understood clearly. This imagery, this symbolism was not lost on the people of Jerusalem as he descended the Mount of Olives as a victorious king, claiming his new kingdom in Jerusalem, the capital city of all Jewish people, of all Israel. This was his victory. This was his triumphal march into Jerusalem. And yet we know that there was the cross that lay ahead. How is it that this was the triumphal entry into Jerusalem? Because even though Jesus would be falsely condemned, accused, and put to death in a very excruciatingly painful and horrible death upon the cross, it would be that very moment, that very means, death itself would become the weapon that he would use against the final enemy. That final enemy being death, to liberate all of us, Jerusalem, Israel, and the entire Gentile world. In fact, the church fathers tell us that the loosing of the colt and its foal is representative of the apostles in the new covenant, loosing Samaria and then the Gentiles, loosing us from death, from our sins. Yes, we begin Holy Week with triumph, with saying, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But we also, like in the course of life, face our trials, face our profound suffering. We are joined to the cross of Christ. We enter into death, knowing that death has no more dominion over us, to emerge in the glorious light of his resurrection, of Pascha. This is our hope. This is why we proclaim the Hosannas today, that from the lips of children, God is praised. Let us, as we enter into this very somber and solemn week, remember that Christ has already conquered. He's riding upon the colt of an ass, declaring himself as the King of glory, the King of kings, the Lord of all. Let us be thankful and rejoice this day and always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.